There are icebergs on the horizon, and the surface temperature hovers in the low 50s. The waters of the Frederick Sound are cold, like knives in your skin cold. That's how it feels when I go to grab a diver down flag that fell overboard.
Here goes nothing. Didn't make it very far.
Yeah, no.
When you're completely immersed, it feels like the breath is being sucked out of your lungs. That's why Andrew Simmons is wearing a wetsuit so thick, it takes him half an hour to put it on. The suit protects him from the worst of the chill, but he'll spend the rest of the day in that freezing water.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Simmons, age 61, is the first person in living memory to try to swim across the Sound. Last summer, he got close, but didn't quite make it. He wants to make it all the way this time, in what he says will be his last try. But things have changed. Now, he's going for silver. Simmons was beaten to the punch. Another swimmer made it across just 3 days earlier. His name, Scott May.
It was actually the shortest tide swing of the month, and the weather was looking beautiful.
May, age 59, is a retired teacher from Juneau. He saw the right opportunity this week and pounced.
So I talked to my wife, Bridget, and my good friend, Tommy Thompson, and said, hey, let's go out on the boat Wednesday morning. We went over there and jumped in the water, and the rest is history, I guess.
Scott may have been the first to cross, but he took the shortest route. Simmons is gunning for the longest way across, 7 miles. But there's camaraderie between the two swimmers, even from a distance. They didn't meet in person until after Simmons' second attempt. But today, May is watching his swim from his house through a pair of binoculars. May also passed along some advice. For him, the hardest part was enduring the extreme temperature. He says the cold was almost unbearable at the halfway point.
I was getting discouraged because it was getting colder and Frederick Point wasn't getting any closer. It didn't seem to be getting any closer. But I really didn't want to stop. I'd come that far and I didn't want to quit. I'm not somebody who gives up easily or quits. When I saw the rocks and the seaweed and everything, I pushed through that last stop and didn't even stop and just literally crawled out and sat down. And that was the greatest part of the whole thing.
Last year, Simmons had to fight a strong current before he reached the end. It burned him out, and he had to get back on the boat. Gearing up for this trip, he admitted he's worried his old bones won't make it, but he's laughing through the nerves, like all those surrounding his deep fear of bumping into the marine life lurking below.
I thought I would have a heart attack if, as I looked down into the water, if there were eyeballs looking up at me. It would have really freaked me out, but that was part of it, facing one's fears.
Simmons is 3/4 of the way across the Sound when the discomfort really sets in. He's feeling the cold. His exposed face is pale and bloodless. Simmons is on Petersburg's search and rescue team, and he hurt his left shoulder a few weeks ago, hauling equipment for firefighters who were putting out a blaze that consumed the local Catholic church. Joseph Kitzland is piloting the rescue boat. He periodically stops to check in with the man in the water, sometimes offering him food, chocolate chip cookies and milk, per his request.
Want a cookie?
Yeah, I think one more.
Good.
How's the current going?
Good.
He's flagging a bit, and he's fighting the current, just like last year. From the captain's seat, Kitzland points out how it's strong enough to move his boat.
We're drifting a little bit this way with the current.
I hear ya. It's a cliche question, but I gotta ask, you think he's gonna make it?
Yeah.
He's not so sure.
It's a long ways.
Yeah.
But his arms and legs never stop churning. 7 hours after he left the shore of Sandy Beach, Andrew Simmons touches the face of the cliff on the other side. He lands just a few yards away from a waterfall, tumbling into the ocean.
Don't stop!
Stay for the moment. Can you smell it?
I've quite tired. I don't know if you noticed. I'm dragging my left arm a little bit.
A little bit.
Last year, Simmons said he was crossing the Sound for no good reason. But now, he says he has several.
This effort is about imagination. And it's about seeing how far I can push these old bones. It's about the wonderful support I did receive from people. It's been really wonderful.
What's next for the two swimmers? They don't know. But they're thinking about starting a club. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.